Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Chronicles of Nannia, a nanny resource podcast made for nannies by me, a nanny. This is your host, Martha Tyler. And this week, well, this bonus episode, it's not even like a normal drop. This week, I have brought on Leah Friars and Katie Visser to talk about Mac Madness. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm so excited to have you both back on the pod to talk about this macaroni and cheese
smackdown.
Yeah. We're not, because this isn't a normal episode, so we're not going to do backgrounds and nannies. We don't need to know why you're both wonderful nannies, although you are. We're just going to like talk about macaroni and cheese, and I can't wait.
Perfect.
Love it.
Okay, so starting Monday of this week, I put up a bracket that you all helped me create for macaroni and cheese. So we're going to talk about round one.
Okay.
In round one, we started with Kraft Blue Box up against Kraft with Fun Shapes. I was surprised a little bit that Blue Box won.
Honestly, yeah. Me too. I'm like, were you answering for yourself or for the children?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
shapes
I do
are
think
a great way to get kids to eat them.
Agreed. And I do think maybe I didn't make it clear which way to answer. So I think people answered in different ways, which is kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like everyone kind of had to make up their own criteria. Is it their favorite? Is it the kids' favorite? Or is it your favorite to serve as a nanny? Because those are three different things.
Right.
Whoa.
Or can be three different things.
Yeah. All three of those things come up at dinner time very strongly.
This is true.
Yes. Yes. But I was really surprised. And I also was like, I wonder if people, because I chose a picture with Frozen. So I wonder if that also factored in, if some people even subconsciously were like, well, my kids don't like Frozen or I don't like Frozen or whatever. And they were like,
I was going to say too, that the shapes could be very divisive at times too, because if, you know, God forbid you had the SpongeBob shapes and don't give me that SpongeBob, you know, but you had the wheels or something else, like it could make all the difference at dinner time or lunch.
It really can.
Or breakfast. Yeah.
Or breakfast.
Or breakfast.
So true. Don't talk to me about SpongeBob before I've had my coffee. Yeah. So, okay. But Kraft Blue Box did win that. I grew up eating so much Kraft Blue Box. Like it was a staple. I went back and forth between houses growing up and it was a staple in both houses, like for sure.
And remind me, is that just the regular elbow macaroni? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And the powdered with
the powdered cheese. Yes.
Yeah.
We'll probably talk about this later because my household growing up, my parents had the generic store brand box at and cheese, which was very similar but a different flavor from Kraft. And we would go to my grandma's house and she would have Kraft, and she was all like, ooh, I have like this Kraft. But we were like, I remember liking the generic store brand better than Kraft. I was like, no, I like mom's mac and cheese better than grandma's mac and cheese, which is hilarious because both mom's mac and cheese and grandma's were boxes.
Like, wow. You know? Yes.
Now, would you make that with whole milk, 2% skim? What was the milk?
So, well,
yeah, I have no idea. Like beauty of being a child, I don't know what type of milk I was served.
Also, since you brought up the packet of the powdered cheese, which is so just delightful.
Oh, don't tell me you ate it plain.
No. Okay. But I remember that my mom would do milk and butter, and she would heat it on the stove, and so it would be all smooth, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember in my early days as a nanny myself, I was like, oh, how did she get this to not be all grainy and clumpy. Separated?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I remember the dad of one of my first nannying kids was like, oh, hey, just, you know, like, make sure you, like, we just make it, like, we do the sauce and the milk and the butter on the stovetop first and then add the noodles in. And I was like, oh, thanks. Like, couldn't remember. And this was like, you know, 8 years ago or whatever. And I remember him being like, he will not eat it. He'll know. He won't.
They
eat
do
it.
Know.
They do know.
if you did it in the proper like order of steps and everything.
Yeah, they're like judging Great British Bake Off. Like they do. They're like, there are hints of you doing this wrong.
Yes. God forbid there's like a little piece of parsley that got thrown in. And they're like, what is this green thing in there? Like, that's from my salad. I don't know. I'm so sorry. Let me take it out. The whole dish is
contaminated. Yeah, it's contaminated. Absolutely.
Ramsay.
Yes. they really do like little teeny Gordon Ramsays. Watch that. Yeah. So my methodology for the powder is I use too much milk and then I stir it down over a low heat, much like a roux. methodology. And so then I'm not dirtying extra pots, because I've worked with a lot of families who I think like care about their children's bodies and don't have Teflon pots. And so to dirty extra pots means like scraping and cleaning a lot of the time. And I'm not about that life. And so I just use more milk to like make it fine.
Smart.
Yeah. Okay. So then we have, Panera versus Noodles and Co.
I mean,
Noodles and Co.
Its own episode.
It really should. Although, so what I discovered in doing that pairing, because that's such a staple here in Chicago, like both of those are such a staple here in Chicago, which is where I met both of you beautiful ladies, and now you don't live here anymore, but it's not nationwide. And so I realized that Noodles and Company didn't stand a chance in this international mac and cheese.
Yeah, because Katie and I are actually both in Los Angeles, and I don't think I haven't seen a Noodles near us, because I would go.
Right, right.
Well, and
pesto cavatappi.
Pasta fresca.
Yeah, and I was thinking about it, and I was like, I think Noodles and Company needs to be near Wisconsin. Like, you need people who drink a glass of milk, because that's a little bit like...
Noodles goes where it's appreciated. Yes. And stays in the Midwest.
Yeah, because like, how many Midwesterners do you know that will like sit down and legit just drink a glass of milk? And that to me like is rough. I can't just drink milk. It's got to be a gateway to something else, like
cookie in it or something.
Yes. But like Noodles and Company is so like rich and so much cheese. And Leah, please tell about your former nanny kids and what they would do at Noodles and Company.
Okay, the both two of them, two little boys, and they would order the small mac and cheese, which is already, like you said, drinking a glass of milk, which they would also get a side of milk with their mac and cheese, by the way. They would order an extra side of the cheese sauce. So like the runny orange, I don't even know what it was made out of sauce, and pour the entire thing over top of it. Mind you, it already had that sauce in it to begin with. So then it was just like extra. And that was something you didn't want to, you know, eat after they had not eaten the whole bowl, because they didn't eat the whole bowl ever.
No, not but once.
You couldn't finish that for them. I mean, that was like, you're going to get a heart attack.
Yeah. I do remember one time we were out and about and they did that. And I think I did try it. I was like, I just really have to know, like after they were done, I was like, I need to know. I had to touch the stove on that one, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it was a little embarrassing for me because like the other kids we would go and have lunch with, instead of doing that, they would like add broccoli to their mac and cheese. And I'm like, well, isn't that nice? I'm like, no, they don't want that. They just want the extra cheese.
I know. Sometimes it was like funny to see us line up in order because there were three nannies in that little pod, sometimes four. And sometimes Parker would join, but there were three nannies in that little pod. And it was funny to see like the order that we ordered in. And Taryn wasn't vegan at that point, right?
I don't think so. Cause she would eat, she would finish the kids' mac and cheese sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then when she turned vegan, which she
we will talk about
by one of those. Yep. Then she wouldn't eat them.
Right. Obviously that's very much the opposite of vegan.
And I'm pretty sure she was also, everyone was horrified at the extra cheese sauce.
Right. But like
the noodles workers were, they're like, you want what?
I'm sorry. I don't understand.
They're like, it's already on there. I'm like, no, I know. We need more.
I hear you loud and clear. I'm surprised that more kids don't order the extra cheese, to be honest. Maybe
I don't know how they came up with that. Like, how did they decide that that was something they wanted to do? It wasn't with me.
Oh, okay. I was curious.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did the parents tip you off and be like, FYI, they like it this way?
I think, you know what? I can't really remember. They must have just been like, can I have some more extra cheese? And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Maybe I was with them, with the parents. Sure. I can't.
Yeah.
It was a whole thing. I did. My one saving grace from that was that with the parents, they would get like their own cookie at the end, like a snickerdoodle cookie. And I was able to get them to split a cookie when they were waiting. I was like, listen, you had a lot of cheese. Can we split a cookie?
Did they like nap for like 3 hours after this meal?
No, of course not. Of course not.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And Panera is actually one of my favorite macaroni and cheeses around. So like, I was a little bit surprised at like how much it won, but I was not surprised that it did win because they do say it's like white Vermont cheddar. So they at least like name the type of cheese they're working with, which I think is always like a good sign to know which types of cheese. But we were talking a little bit before we started recording about like the portion sizes difference between Panera versus Noodles is wild.
Completely. Yeah. And Panera is one that you like, you always hoped that they didn't finish.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
You're like, maybe they won't finish that. And then I'll get to finish the rest of it.
Yes.
I really like Panera's, you know, kid size or half size or whatever for them, because I, as a general rule for every meal with nannying, I always give the kids a smaller amount of food on their plate rather than larger. Because I have, you know, it's, and especially, you know, that like 3 to 5 year old range, they just, almost everybody has a hard time with food at that age. And they're just like, there's something they don't like, or it's a struggle at times. And I just feel like it overwhelms them. If you give them too much, it's that they're just like, it's almost like, and I kind of experimented with this with one of my families because the parents gave them a very large portion. And I was like, let me see. And they just wouldn't touch it. And then I was like, let me see if I give them small. And if I give them a little bit, gone. It's like, they eat it all. And I was like, I thought there was something there. And it's consistently has worked for me. I'm sure it's not.
Well, and then they're proud of themselves. Safe. Look at and what I did.
Exactly. It's a sense of accomplishment. It's like, and it's like, for whatever reason, if it's too much, they're like, oh, I'm going to do all of that. And then just like say no and check out, you know?
Yeah.
Ask for more.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And then they feel accomplished asking for more. They're like, I finished all of this. Totally agree with that, Katie. And I don't know that I have always done it super well as a nanny, but for compassionate childcare, which is my and Katie Anderson's parent coaching business, we talk about like preventing power struggles at the table. And we, in researching to create that course, we came across research, and I can't remember it well enough to cite where it's from, but I did like cross-reference and double check it, I promise. But a serving size for children is 1 teaspoon per year of life.
Whoa.
So
that's tiny.
Teaspoon. It's tiny. And so we're expecting them to like eat so much.
Wow.
And that's actually their serving size.
Yeah. I had one of my nanny and kids, her aunt was visiting town and was in town while we were eating together one day. And I was trying to get the 2-year-old to eat more. And the aunt was like, well, she's like, I think she's good. Cause I mean, look, and I was like, yeah, I guess you're right. I guess she's eaten enough. And she just goes, look at the size of her.
Yeah.
Like the 2-year-old.
She's small.
So like, really, why would you expect her to have more? I'm like, that's such a good point. Like, look at the child. They're not very big.
They're not. Very small. Yeah. So when I learned that for that presentation, I was like, oh my gosh, yes, of course. Like, give them smaller. And then yes, they can ask for more of whatever they want. And then that way, if they're in like a growth spurt or whatever, because I think also what confuses a lot of people is that babies, because they are growing so quickly, often will eat proportionally more than toddlers. And sometimes not even proportionally, sometimes just like straight up babies will eat more than toddlers. So then you're like, what's happening? They're losing their appetite. Oh no. It's like, no, that's just part of development.
Yeah. Right. Interesting. Totally. That's very interesting.
Mm. Yeah. So
I would also just side note about Panera, the sides that they gave, because Panera was like a kid, you know, they had a kid's meal, so they had sides. It was always like the tube yogurt, which I'm like, okay, but that's more dairy. Like,
so much dairy.
It's so much dairy for these children.
It's like either the tube yogurt, wasn't it also like a baguette? So I'm like, you can choose like
to have it
more bread
or together.
Would you like a baguette on the side of your sandwich?
Always.
So
yes.
Funny.
Thank you.
I love the side. I do have to confess, way back in the day, I did briefly work at Panera.
So
I got the inside scoop. They are, as a company in general, they are obsessed with natural ingredients and making sure that everything's really good quality. So like, I did get to see like, that's true.
I like to hear that.
Yeah, it's true. Like, it is real, like, you know, whatever, Vermont cheddar or whatever.
Yes.
And they really care about that. And I was like, that's so great. And I did always just laugh though. Like when you, and we'd have customers, I would be at register and we'd have customers laugh at us when we're like, they order a sandwich. We're like, and for your side, would you like a baguette? And they're like, why would I want a baguette? And sometimes you get like a snarky old person being like, why would I ever want a baguette? Like,
I have to ask, ma'am. Sandwich. I have to ask.
Yeah. But the messed up thing is sometimes I get that baguette.
Oh, I always do.
Sometimes I get the potato chips because I'm craving potato chips.
No one ever gets the apple.
No.
Yeah,
and kids won't eat that apple. Like a lot of kids. This
big apple.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And their little teeth.
Yeah.
They can't do it. Yeah, that's really great to hear, Katie. I love that. And like, my kids would always get the, like, we would upgrade to a fruit side, like a fruit cart, but that costs extra. So
yeah, it does.
They even actually, and you could see it, it's been years and years now since, but at a certain point you could see the difference in their menu where they actually made a big shift from like, you know, synthetic, like fake, like food coloring stuff to natural colored, like natural, like food dyes. So I remember that when I was working there, there was a change, and all the baked goods, like the cookies and like the sprinkles and the frosting for the cookies, all of a sudden looked like way muted and like natural colors. And they were like, that's why, because we changed it all. It's all like, interesting. You know, so
yeah,
they were doing a lot, at least a while ago, to make it all nice and natural and organic.
I love it. Well, okay. Speaking of, that kind of brings us to our next category. Excellent segue. Thank you so much. Which is Annie's versus Whole Food brand. And I wasn't surprised by this. People love Annie's. I get it. It's very, very popular. I should have protected Whole Food brand a little bit more, I think, because that's actually, out of the boxed ones, that's legit my favorite.
Wow.
Yeah. When we would go over to Taryn's nanny family and they always had that, I was always like, yes. And I was like, let's just make two boxes of it.
Well, my nanny family definitely had the Annie's.
Yeah.
And so that was what, but they do have like the white versus the orange cheese.
They do.
And that's the one that like you squeeze out and it's already a paste.
Yes.
And you just put it in and it makes the noise.
And I need to take this opportunity to say that Annie's mac and cheese is my personal favorite.
Oh.
Mac and cheese.
Oh.
Like,
wow. The white or the orange?
I like both. Okay. But most of my nannying families have always had Annie's mac and cheese on hand in the house. And I could inhale that stuff.
Cause the white was like the little rotini noodle, like the little, you know, spiral noodle.
Yeah. Taste wise, I just love it. Of all, like all of the, like make.
Annie's was the only one that I could put in the fridge and then bring back out and reheat with a little bit of milk, and the kids would eat it.
Yes.
Any other kind of mac and cheese, I couldn't do that to. If they didn't finish, I couldn't. But that one was,
yes. And what did E call them? I'm just using an initial. Pebbles or rocks? Like instead of shells?
Oh, the shells. Yeah.
But he called them like, I want the rock one, or like the pebble one. I think
it was rocks. Yeah.
He thought rocks.
Yeah. 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 They were split. One of them wanted the orange. One of them wanted the white all the time.
Yeah. I do remember that. And they come in like that variety pack, which is great when you first get it, because I could often like give choice to the kids, which I'm always about, like fostering autonomy and providing choices. And then, but then you get down to the last few boxes of the least popular kind. And it's like, well, today we have to have this one. I'm sorry.
But let's be real, we were gonna make extra anyway. Everyone wanted it.
Yeah,
we wanted to eat it.
We surely did. Yeah, yeah. So, and I had actually several people reach out to me and say Annie's was their like number one, the one that they were rooting for all the way. So very popular, Annie's.
And was Whole Foods also like the option of white or orange?
I always want.
And is that a powdered cheese or is it?
No, that's like more like Velveeta. So I think I should have done it up against Velveeta first. Mm. If I could do this all over again, I would pair that against Velveeta. And then I would pair Annie's against like the very easy competitor of Kraft Single Serve.
Yeah. Okay.
that would be how I would play it. Okay. Next up. This is our like alternative category of the Banza chickpea. So gluten-free versus vegan with nutritional yeast. Cause we did have to specify which type of.
Yeah. I would have gone for the nutritional yeast vegan.
Cause you love it. You love nutritional,
yeast. First of all, I want to give a plug to nutritional yeast. You can put it on anything. It tastes like cheese and it's delicious. You put it in your eggs, put it on your popcorn. Everyone go put it on your popcorn. It'll change your life.
I actually have not messed with nutritional yeast very much at all. So thank you, Leah. That PSA was for me.
You changed some lives today.
You changed mine. I'm going to, because I love the taste of cheese. It doesn't have almonds or tree nuts in it, does it? I got to research and make sure.
No, but you should, I'm saying no confidently, but you should do some research.
I definitely will do my due diligence there. But because that's the other thing with vegan mac and cheese, I always am scared because I'm allergic to tree nuts. Right. And a lot of times like almonds or cashews are used. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's really fair. More cashews, I guess. But I was like, so I was really glad when we chose nutrition.
So Taryn is actually the one who turned me on to the vegan because she had a recipe for it and made it. And it's delicious. You couldn't eat hers because that definitely had cashews in it. But
I do love that. Like so cashew, good.
Yeah.
Cheese. I love it.
Yeah.
I really like, is it Banza? Bonza?
Mm-hmm. Bonza. Bonza. Yeah.
Products. Because I actually have in my own kitchen for my own cooking, I have Bonza pasta, and it's great. It's like really good pasta. So I like the chickpea stuff. I also nannied for a family who was Indian, and their cooking is like a lot of their cooking is chickpea based, and you use it like in all different ways and stuff. So I just like the taste of chickpea pasta a lot. It's good.
Yeah. I also really like how full I feel after eating chickpea pasta. Cause like it's really filling and stays with you for a long time for me.
Yeah. Right. It's still, yes, for sure. I agree.
And that is the one that won the Banza.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pasta.
I guess people, I didn't. Yeah.
I'm a little shocked at that. But I guess, to be honest, no, I haven't. Oh.
Well, so I went like totally gluten-free in high school. And then I've gone on and off gluten-free at times. And let me tell you, the gluten-free technology has gotten so, so, so much better. Because when I was in high school, which was a long time ago, there was like, it was just like basically mushy. Like if you cooked the pasta at all, it became like mushy mess so quickly. And the Bonza is like, it holds together. It's like, it's different than like pasta, traditional pasta, but not so much that you can't get over it.
Yeah.
Right.
Interesting.
So yes. Okay. So the next round we had, well, actually let's start with round one. The other.
Okay. Yeah.
So we had museum cafeteria versus kids menu at a restaurant in general, because I can't, you know, we don't know where everyone's taking their kids for that kids menu.
True.
And museum cafeteria won out of those two, which I was a little bit surprised about.
Mm-hmm. I guess I was too, but museums, it's more fun than just a regular restaurant. So maybe there's a little extra.
Yeah. I was saying, I feel like museum cafeteria, like food for the nanny kids. It's like such a positive association in my mind because you're so excited to be out of the house. And so you're just like thrilled to be like, we're going on an adventure, everybody. Yeah. And we're going to be gone for lunch. We're going to be gone all day. It's like, it's fun. And
It's not just a regular meal at a restaurant. There's an activity. Excuse me.
Yep.
There's an activity associated with it.
Right.
There is. Yes. And I often, when we have gone, I think all three of us, when we have gone to a museum, not every time, but often you are also with other nannies. And that is just such a lovely, fun bonding experience.
Yes. Yes. This is definitely for a different episode for sure. But I am so jealous of the nanny pods and all of you talking about your nanny pods. I have never had that experience. It's so like I've always been like the lone nanny with the children, but like, you know, and it's been great. I love taking them out places. I've traveled with my nannying families. I've taken them like so many cool places and loved it. But I'm like, oh, I wish it would have been even better with like nannying friends. That would have been great.
It saved my life.
Yes.
I know. I know you both speak so highly of it. And I'm like, that's amazing. That's great.
Yeah, truly.
Hi, listeners. I hope you're really enjoying this episode. Just wanted to pop on and tell you about what's going on over at the Patreon. So if you join the Patreon, as a reminder, you will get ad-free episodes, access to a Patreon-only Facebook group, as well as bonus episodes. This month's bonus episode is all about neurodiverse nannies. And to talk about that, I brought on Reagan of Playful Acre. So if you would love to listen to that episode, hop on over to the Patreon. It's patreon.com/chroniclesofnannia. Pick your tier and you get lots of bonus content over there. We also have an episode about true crime and nannies and an episode where I talk about set boundaries, find peace with the boundary queen, the modern nanny, Sarah. So check it out. I would love to have y'all over on the Patreon to listen to those ad-free episodes and all of the bonus episodes. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so yeah, I totally agree about the museum cafeteria being really associated with positive memories. And I will also say, if it is like in any way a restaurant that like there aren't other tables of kids at, it can be really hard and embarrassing to be in a adult centered space with children. Whereas also, a museum restaurant is always, I mean, a museum cafeteria is always going to have a lot of kids in it.
Sometimes too, depending on the restaurant, they'll, maybe it's not like a restaurant that's so used to a kid's menu.
Yes.
And I've had several instances where they put the crumbly crusties on top of the mac and cheese, which as an adult, give me more. But as a child, right, if there is a crumbly, crunchy anything,
Any kind of garnish, anything.
That's it. Yeah. Don't garnish restaurant. Don't garnish your kids' foods.
Yeah. Don't at all. Yeah. No, that's a really good point, because the first time you order at a restaurant too, you do not know. I've had some really bad macaroni and cheese at restaurants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, and then that's it. Like they don't have other choice, or like that's what the kid wanted. So now you got to go home.
Yep. And like probably make the annies at home, you know, like,
right.
Cause they had their heart set on it. And then you're dealing with a cranky child who hasn't eaten. You didn't pack enough snacks. It's a whole thing.
It is.
Yeah.
So I do see why that
good job, museum cafeteria.
Yeah. Good job. Okay. Next category, Amy's microwavable versus Velveeta. Like I said, I think this is where I messed up in the pairings. This and the other one, but Velveeta crushed it, crushed Amy's.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Have you been with Amy's microwavable? Have you done it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. One of my nanny families had it a lot and it's fine, but I do feel like it tastes more like an adult mac and cheese. It tastes more like a grown-up version and more like adult flavors. And I don't know that the kids always love it for that
reason.
Yeah.
What makes it different than the Annie's out of the box?
It's Amy's.
Totally. Oh, sorry. Amy's.
It's Amy's. Oh. Yeah. Different brand.
Oh, different. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
And this comes like in a little
Amy's.
Tray.
Yes.
Amy's Kitchen or whatever it is.
The pizzas are very.
Yeah, I'm like, Amy does pizzas as well.
She does.
Yeah. They also have like a Mexican bowl that I can get down on. It's really, really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's got like black beans and Mexican spices. And
also
so good.
The
rice.
Amy's microwavable does have the little crunchy on top.
Well, there it is. There it is.
I mix it in. I don't leave it on top. I mix it all together so they don't think.
And I feel like more people have had Velveeta as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it brings up some memories.
And honestly, sometimes I do still get Velveeta because it keeps for so long, which I know I could get the powdered sugar, but it keeps for so long because, because it's fake. And so I will I'll keep it on my shelf for those times that I'm like, oh, I didn't make it to the grocery store. I'm in grad school right now. It's a quick, cheap meal that sometimes I have to turn to.
Fair enough.
Sure.
Absolutely. All right, Velveeta.
I was just gonna come at it really hard. Now I'm like,
I know.
You can absolutely. Also, I will say, so I was talking in Crystal Gale of Clearly Nanny fame. She has a room that she hosts every morning for nannies called the Year of the Nanny. And I think, or Wake Up and Become the Wow. I think there's subcategories. Anyway, it's on Clubhouse and it's a really wonderful space. So if you're listening and you want to join, DM me about it, but, cause I'll get you there. But I was bringing up all of this to stir up people to vote. Cause we needed lots of votes. Otherwise it's not the perfect scientific experiment that I envisioned. And so anyway, she was like, I think Velveeta keeps winning because a lot of people do include Velveeta in their homemade, like it's part of a bigger recipe sometimes.
Well, that is so interesting for the end of this round, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it is. It is. Okay. Next up is homemade versus, and Katie, this came from you and it's beautiful, buttered noodles with a mountain of Parmesan cheese added at the table.
Yeah, it's got to be added right at the moment of consumption.
Yes, otherwise no
is
dice.
That like you take a spoonful of macaroni, you take a spoonful of Parmesan?
Basically, the ratio amounts to that, but basically one of my nanny and kids, since she was very little, has had to have just really plain buttered noodles and like doesn't like, she's so picky about any kind of mac and cheese at all. And so just plain buttered noodles is the go-to dinner for her. And she likes the tub of Parmesan, of grated Parmesan. You can get, you know, the tub of grated Parmesan from wherever, grocery store. And I just bring it to the table and have it there. And she needs to be able to put it on herself. She wants to do it herself and put it on. And there was one, but like the first time I let her do that, I was like, oh, sure. Not thinking, just dumps it. Like, obviously it's like a mountain of it. But then now I keep it in check and like just have it at the beginning of the meal. I can't leave it on the table the whole time, but she will just like take her spoon and scoop it and like pour it over and that's her mac and cheese.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Very good. Like, you know, good quality, but.
I mean, buttered noodles is where I started. I wasn't a mac and cheese kid. I was buttered noodles all the way. So adding it at my own, you know, leisure is much, much easier.
Right.
Agreed. And I like, as an adult, I like that style with a little bit of like garlic powder.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yes.
I love to use garlic or onion powder.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So good.
Okay. I'm going to get a little, isn't that technically homemade then?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. And this was up again. I mean, homemade is a tough competitor because it's so loose in interpretation. Everyone has like the one homemade, because there are probably, you've experienced a lot of not so great homemade mac and cheeses in your day, but you're thinking of the best version of the homemade that you've ever had, probably, when you're voting.
For sure. And this brings up a question I have for everyone, or like a topic for everybody, which is the concept of adding things to mac and cheese, adding other foods to mac and cheese. And
for sure,
I grew up in Wisconsin. My mother used any excuse to turn anything into a casserole. So it was always just kind of one pot dish, that kind of stuff. And so like we grew up and had mac and cheese, and I mean, even like box mac and cheese, you know. But she would always add stuff to
doctor it up.
She would add broccoli to it. She would add, this is really funny. It's not improving the nutrients at all, but chopped up hot dog a lot.
That's protein. That's
it's protein. That's good. That's good. But
that's hilarious.
So it's like, you know, really round out the meal. You got a box mac and cheese with chopped up hot dogs in it. And sometimes chopped up hot dogs and broccoli in it. That was kind of like a more full, like that. Now you got your whole meal right in there. Mm-hmm. We did that a lot growing up. Like, I just remember having stuff in my mac and cheese.
I think there's also like, depending on where you are in the country too, you're going to have a different like homemade, you know, that's Midwest. And then you go South.
Yes. Which is where I'm from.
Yeah. And actually I'm going to plug another, thing. There's this woman named Dani Rose, and she has a YouTube channel called Stovetop Kisses. Mm-hmm. And she has a recipe for baked mac and cheese. It's the best mac and cheese I've ever had. That's like, so not good for you. You know, it's got everything in it, sour cream and whole milk heavy cream and everything, but it's go check it out on YouTube.
Okay. Thank you. Will do. I totally agree that you can like, it's the regionalness of it and like the childhood memories of it. And I like DM some people and I was asking them like, when you're voting homemade, like whose homemade are you thinking of?
Oh, interesting.
And a lot of people said grandma. And a lot of people said myself, which I think is really, really cool. Cause then you can like doctor it to be, cause I almost always add hot sauce to my mac and cheese. Or lots of pepper. Like I want my mac and cheese to have a kick. And I prefer Tabasco or Louisiana hot sauce in my mac and cheese, and then Cholula for other things.
Wow. But
yeah, I'm very particular. I'm Southern. I do legit keep hot sauce in my bag.
Of course you do.
One time a friend of mine was working at a restaurant that had little tiny hot sauce Tabasco bottles. Like so it's ticking so many boxes for me because I love miniature things and I love hot sauce and I could carry those around in my purse very easily. And so she would slip me some, she would just like take handfuls and give them to me. And that was great. Okay. Next up we have store brand generic versus craft single serve, which I have a very funny story from my youth about craft single serve. So one time I was at like a sleepover over at a friend's house and her younger sister was, and I think we were like, I don't know, 13 at the time, maybe younger, maybe a little older, but we were, you know, in those teenage years where you're working on independence. And so, and her younger sister was 2 years younger. So either like 11 around there. And she was like, I'm going to go make mac and cheese. And we were like, cool, cool, cool. And she did it and did not like read the directions. She did not put water in it. So she was just heating up these noodles and it smelled so bad. And the fire alarm went off. We were just like, what happened. And she is an engineer now. So
so it worked out. It worked out.
It worked out. She got there eventually, but I was just, I always think about that when I see those little single serve things. And she was like, I thought you were supposed to add the water later.
Oh no.
It's like, oh girl.
And that's on the box. Like the
And the directions, like they make pretty darn clear because it is supposed to be like a child can make it themselves.
Right, right.
Which I think had to do with why that maybe won.
Probably.
Even though, you know, Katie, you were saying earlier, you actually preferred the generic, the store brand,
yeah,
right?
Yes. And Milwaukee area, we grew up with Roundy's brand.
Roundy's.
And that was our standard mac and cheese that was always in the house, and I loved it.
Roundy's.
I mean I feel like there's a missed opportunity. If it's Roundy's brand, they should make it Wheels.
Write a letter. Know. You need to write a letter.
Who do I call?
Dear Roundy's brand. It is me, Martha. So Kraft Single Serve did win that round, and it does make sense to me because I do feel like if I'm doing all of the steps to make the big meal thing, that there are other boxes that I prefer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Kraft Single Serve, I do like that kids can potentially make it themselves. You have to supervise it first, obviously, from the story I just told, but after that, they can make it themselves.
Yeah, keeping a little independence, you know.
It's smaller serving, so we don't have the reheating issue that we spoke about earlier. So, okay, round two. Ding, ding. We start with Kraft Blue Box up against Panera.
I mean, Panera. Come on.
Panera crushed it. Yeah.
Sorry, Kraft.
I know. Sorry, Kraft. But Panera is the superior there. I think that is very true and real. And then we have Annie's up against Bonza, which that makes sense to me too, that Annie's would win, especially since like from the first moment that I posted it, several people reached out and was like, I want Annie's all the way.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel. I love it.
Yep. So, so Panera and Annie's advance on, and Kraft Blue Box and Bonza. This is their last round.
Makes sense.
They're going.
We don't, you know what? We don't need it.
Rest in peace, you know?
Rest in chickpeas. I had to. Someone had to.
You definitely had to. Okay, then round two on the other side is Museum Cafeteria versus Velveeta. This was extremely surprising to me.
I don't even want to know.
Velveeta pulled ahead, so I'm sorry I had to inform you about this. And it wasn't a huge, like, it didn't win by huge margins, but it did definitely win.
Wow. I'm shocked.
I am too. But I also do think that Chicago's museums in particular, like I've had some actual meals at some of the Chicago museums that I'm like, this is a very good meal. There's like a turkey sandwich that they offer across a lot of the museums here. Whatever company they're working with does a good job.
Also, I want to say, I guess museum cafeteria food is a privilege. Museums in general are a privilege.
That's so true.
And excellent point.
There is a huge uptick in the price when you go to a museum and have food there. Like yes. A kid's mac and cheese is double what it should be.
It's like $12.
Yeah. Like that's not okay. So yeah. You know what? Okay, Velveeta.
That's a great game. Yeah.
You're throwing on me.
Velveeta is $3.50 and it feeds three of you. So
there you go.
This grad student knows that. So yeah, I do. That's a really good point. Yeah, not only to just go to the museum, right, is often a privilege, but to eat there and not pack your own lunch. Huge privilege. Sometimes I used to, because some of the museums, there's signs that are like, you know, if you brought your own lunch, like we have a different area for you. you can't eat in like the museum.
Please don't sit around us.
That's so awful.
Yeah.
It's outside by the trash cans.
Speaking of privilege, but I have worked with families before that have allergies. And so like we can't trust, like deathly allergies. So we can't trust museum cafeteria. And so I had to pack my own food. But then sometimes I would go with other nannies who their kids were buying, et cetera, et cetera. And so I will say that if you ever want to pack a lunch and cannot get away with it, don't use allergies in this way often, but sometimes you can be like, oh, they're allergic. Or for me, I was never lying because I was like,
you are.
I'm allergic. So I have to bring food from home, but
you can't separate the group. So we have to sit with them.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that is a way that you can get around their dumb, dumb rule.
Yeah, right. That is a dumb rule. Sorry, yeah. Museums.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they've changed it now because I think people complained.
So. Good.
Because I don't see it as much anymore.
Martha wrote another letter.
I did. Dear museum. Okay. Next. In this category, we have homemade versus craft single serve. And this was like the opposite of a David and Goliath story because it was just crushed. Like it was, a couple people voted for craft single serve over homemade. And I want to be like, who hurt you?
Those were the people that always got it right when they made it. Yes. They didn't burn it.
Yes. Or like, how bad was the cooking in your house growing up?
Yes, that's true. Maybe that's true.
Maybe. Because yeah, I will say like bad macaroni and cheese does make me feel angry. Like, because I'm like, it's already kind of a treat for me to have macaroni and cheese, and I don't want to waste it on bad mac and cheese.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But for me, a lot can be overcome by hot sauce. If it's bad mac and cheese, I add just more hot sauce. And so then I'm just like burning my way through.
I can only taste the hot sauce. We're okay.
For sure.
We have a friend that still makes us homemade mac and cheese.
And it is just an otherworldly experience. It's the best.
And recently she made it and she was like, oh, I messed something up. See if you can taste what it is. And none of us could, except for, I think it might've been Kyle actually. She used vanilla almond milk.
Oh yes, actually. And it was, you could and, see a
and
little
as
bit
soon
tell.
As somebody said that, you could taste the vanilla flavoring and it was kind of weird. But at first I was like, I don't taste anything. And then as soon as somebody mentioned it, I was like, oh yeah, this is sweet. Why is it sweet?
But it was still so good.
So good.
That makes
and she
a lot
uses
of sense.
Like a lot of ingredients. It's very rich and like multiple cheeses and a lot of ingredients. Yes. It's so good.
She's from Wisconsin. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. She knows what she's doing. Okay, so we've made it to the semifinals.
Here we go.
And I haven't posted about these results yet. So this is a reveal. Okay, so in Panera versus Annie's, Panera took the lead.
Wow. By how many, do you know?
64% to 36%.
Wow.
So like a decided lead.
Okay, Panera.
So yeah, Panera is advancing to the championship, which we three decide in the end.
Okay.
We three decide.
Okay, great.
So it's going to be Panera versus homemade crushed Velveeta. Not a single person against homemade.
Not a single.
Voted for, not one person voted for Velveeta. So homemade, absolutely crushing it in this final category. So it's Panera versus Homemade. This is insanely difficult to decide.
I mean, there's like, so many pros and cons. You know?
Can we get to, can we deliberate?
Yes, that's okay. Exactly what we're going to do.
My first thought is that if it's Panera versus Homemade, for me personally as a nanny, mm-hmm. I would go with Panera in that I don't ever really myself make homemade mac and cheese. It's always from a box if I'm making it at home.
Yes.
So, or if I'm making it for the nanny and kids, I should say, it's always from a box. So like, yeah, no, I would go with Panera for that reason. That's not my final answer, but.
Yeah. Well, I think if this is like what you alluded to before, Martha, where it's like, what is it, your favorite, your kid's favorite, or what you're doing as a nanny?
Yeah.
Because what you're doing as a nanny, Panera all the way.
All the way.
You already know they're gonna like it.
Yes. There's
no question that they'll eat it.
Yes. And I will say the, like, going out to a Panera or really any, like, most restaurants, especially chain restaurants, the consistency of, like, it's going to turn out similar each time. Whereas with Homemade, sometimes there's vanilla almond milk in it. So we don't know. And so, yeah, I think that, like, just because, like we were talking about before, if you forget to make the mac and cheese on the, like, the sauce on the side, and then you don't combine it just right, they can tell, and they will Gordon Ramsay all over you.
Yes. They're like, back, take it back.
Take it back.
They will never take back a Panera mac and cheese. It's just not gonna happen.
It's not. And yeah, and I also, like, the one thing that makes Panera difficult for me personally right now is that I'm building a new nanny squad because I'm nannying in a new area. So I'm building a new nanny squad, but it's not complete yet. And Panera is difficult when you are the lone nanny because you have to, like, go up to the counter and carry it. And they're like, the way they plate things is kind of like big and bulky sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so that is my only critique of Panera. Is that it's like either I have to go get the kids settled and then, like, hope that they don't destroy the restaurant while I run up and get it, because I can't ask them to carry it because they will drop it. And and that area is just like people are coming and going, and you're like,
And their place settings are very heavy.
Yes.
Their bowls and plates are super big and heavy and clunky for sure.
You know, but I have figured out this trick. Ask for it to go, even if you're eating it there.
Smart.
And then it's much easier to carry to the table. So yes, that's a freebie for everyone listening, you know?
I will say I don't regularly nanny children right now. Mm-hmm. So, and I have eaten at Panera since. Mm-hmm. And I, even though I want it, I can't ask for mac and cheese. I feel like, I'm like, well, that's the kids' meal. That's the kids' menu.
Leah, this has actually all just been an intervention.
Welcome. We love you. Thing.
We love you and we care about you. And we want you to be able to order mac and cheese at Panera.
You know what? Next time I will.
Do the you pick two. Do the you pick two.
I usually do that. But then I'm like, I'm an adult. You got to get the soup and salad.
No, I don't. Because mac and cheese is just soup and
direct quote, mac and cheese is just soup.
You can get the mac and cheese in a bread bowl. So amazing. It counts.
Oh, that's a good point.
As soup, I think.
With a baguette on the side.
How many carbs can you have in one meal?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I also want to give another plug, my final plug, to lactate pills. Because I am lactose intolerant. And if I wouldn't be able to survive any of these rounds without, lactate pills. So
if you are
struggling with stomach issues after eating dairy, especially cheese, mac and cheese, get yourself some lactate pills. They have, you know, the store brand, which are a little cheaper, and they work just the same.
Yes, I have several family members who are lactose intolerant and take their pills, and like we're like, we're gonna go for ice cream, and people get really excited, like, I gotta go get my pill.
Yeah. And we're gonna have ice cream. You can't take too many. You can't overdose on them. So if you need three, take three. If you need four, you know, take four with your first bite. That is very important.
Oh yeah.
Don't eat first and then take them.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. They've got to lead the way through your digestive system. Exactly. Lay the groundwork for the war that's coming. The noodles are coming. I also want to say, if any of these brands would like to sponsor the podcast, although this is a Patreon episode, so, you know, maybe you're not hearing this, brands, but you should listen, pay the Patreon and sponsor me.
I also want to know if anyone has homemade Panera mac and cheese before.
They have. Because when I was looking for pictures to make the posts, a lot of the pictures were like how to make Panera mac and cheese at home.
Amazing.
So again, I think homemade is so interesting in this thing because so many things could be homemade. Like if you add the garlic powder, does that turn it into homemade, you know? If you're opening a box and making it at home, does that turn it into homemade? So
you're in Vermont and you have cheddar.
You have white cheddar in Vermont.
You go out your back door and you say, oh, there's some cheddar here.
And the baguette is already cut up into three slices. I mean,
get your tube yogurt and you're all set.
Yes. Yeah. But I do agree with you. I think at the end of the day, it has to be Panera because as nannies, I have never not once made like a homemade mac and cheese and served it up. Yeah, we don't have time. Not for the good homemade mac and cheese. No. That takes time.
Yeah,
right.
You can do it in a slow cooker, but we are also not there for long enough to make that work.
No.
And also just because I'm a really extroverted person. And like, especially since the pandemic, I have gotten a lot better at home time and routines and like enjoying time at home, but like, and it's great to have the kid nanny and kids in a great routine too. And that's so fulfilling also at home. But I will say, you have something to look forward to when you're like, I'm going to take the kids out for a meal. That's so like, everybody looks forward to it. It's like a break from the norm. And also, you're not cooking. And it's like, so.
Yes.
Like, it's a win.
You don't have to do a dish.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to clean up anything. You just got to put all of their stuff back in the trays at Panera. But not if you get the to-go.
Not if you get to-go, right in the garbage.
Yeah. Or you take home what they didn't eat.
Or you just eat it right there.
And then put the container in the garbage. Yeah. Absolutely. And I am all for saving the earth. When I eat there by myself, I do not get the to-go. But when you are a nanny in the trenches, especially I'm a nanny with three children right now, there's no way that I can carry all of those meals on their heavy, heavy plates and bowls and whatnots. So I think,
we have a winner.
I think we're there. I think Panera took it all. Wow.
Thanks, Panera. Wow.
Thanks,
thank you.
Panera. Yeah. And thank you both for doing this with me. I really appreciate when I like reach out to you.
I have a fun fact about Panera.
Oh,
I forgot. They're originally called St. Louis Bread Co. because they're based in St. Louis. They come from St. Louis, Missouri. And when you're in St. Louis, it's the same store, but it's not called Panera. It's called St. Louis Bread Co. Fun fact.
Nice. That is. That is. Thank you for sharing that. Because also maybe I would go to St. Louis and be like, I can't find a Panera anywhere.
It's there. It's just called something different.
Wow. I love that. I love that. Yeah. Excellent. But also all this to say, if you loved one of the ones, especially one of the ones we dunked on, if you love those, then
Velveeta.
Yeah. Then good for you. Find joy in what you love. This was all in good fun. Yeah. We're not judging anyone's food choices. You can eat whatever you want, however you want. I think that's great.
Add your hot dogs,
so
Katie.
Get that tub of Parmesan. Yes. Pour it on there.
Add your hot dogs. Get the Parmesan. Nutritional
don't
yeast.
Don't forget nutritional yeast.
I love it. Well, oh my gosh. Thank you. Thank you both. Oh, we got to end with a fun, cute story. Although we've told like so many throughout. Oh, I'll tell the exploding story.
Okay.
So, yeah. So I was trying to get my 4-year-old nanny child to like go potty before we left the house for like a while. Like we were going to go out on an adventure. And so I was like, used my secret potty trick of like, did you know sometimes there's secret potty in there? And he was just not having it. And so I was like, well, here's the thing. If you hold your potty too long, you can explode. And that was not the route that I should have taken, because then he had hundreds of questions about exploding. And he was like, if you explode, would you die? And I was like, yeah, I think you would. And I also, the other thing is that I really needed to go potty. And what I should have done is I just go potty first. But I was like, I actually really have to potty right now. So like, either you can go potty or I'm going to go first. And he was like, will you explode? And I was like, maybe. I'm feeling like I really got to go. And then he was like, okay, I do not want you to die, but I do really want to see you explode.
Cut to you showing videos of exploding.
Yes. And then he did ask the follow-up question, like, of if you exploded, would you for sure die? And I was like, yeah, I think if you explode, you die.
Oh my Lord.
The conversations that we get into. Yes. My goodness.
You dig yourself in a hole when you're desperate. Oh yep. No.
I wrote down at one point, I had it on my Instagram at one point, just like a note on my phone of three separate things that I had said out loud that day, like just that afternoon. I was like, I cannot believe I said all three of these things out loud. And one of them I distinctly remember was, no, fish do not use toilets. I had to tell them that no, fish do not use toilets. And I think the other one was like, and then the other one was let me wipe the chicken off your unicorn.
Oh, I love it so much. Thank you both so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you. It's so much fun.
Yay. And thank you all for subscribing to Patreon. It really means the world to me. It like helps me get through, because I've got a million things going on, but I love this podcast so much. And so like a little bit of cash flow to just like break even on making the podcast is so helpful to me. I appreciate you all so much for subscribing. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
The Chronicles of Nania is produced and hosted by Martha Tyler. Artwork by Noni Blastodon. Theme music by Brad Kemp. Find him at secondbedroomstudios.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Chronicles of Nania and on Twitter at Nania Podcast. To contact us, email chroniclesofnania@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
This show has been brought to you by Machine Culture.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.